Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
We've been talking building heights. The plebiscite happened and 40-something percent of people voted in that. And I've spent all week, hello Simon Barakas.
Good morning, thanks for having me on.
No problem, Alderman from Hobart City Council, arguing with people about what constitutes a waste of money. Is it a waste of money because not 100% of people didn't vote? Or is it a waste of money if, with so many people voting, yes, we would like fixed building heights, to then ignore that?
Well, I think you got to look at what the, you know, as far as how many people voted for it, I think if you look at the council election was, it was 61.9%. And I think this was the biggest. I was reading Kevin Bonham's wonderful blog last night, and it was the biggest drop in voter turnout from a plebiscite to the recent election. And you look at the most recent plebiscite that we had before, that there was an 80% turnout, which is obviously a clear...
What was that issue?
That was a marriage plebiscite. And that was obviously a clear message from the community that they wanted a certain result. But I think the other issue that I've got with this plebiscite, as opposed to the question being a bit leading and a bit sort of confusing to some of the voters, is the council's policy was that we didn't have enough information to make an informed decision.
Mm.
So we would send it back to get some further studies so we could make a serious and informed and responsible decision, take into consideration the different options for height limits and which one would better balance our need to grow with our need to protect our heritage and our view lines, which are very important. And the council said that we don't have the information to make a proper informed decision. So how can we expect the public to be making an informed decision? And how is this not otherwise just populism?
Here's what Marty Zucco said on Drive last night.
They're not binding. So if they're not binding, why are we going to waste $200,000 of ratepayer funds? But it wasn't only the $200,000. There would have been nearly $100,000 of officer time and effort put into this whole process.
So it's a waste of money if it's not binding, but you can choose to be bound by it, can't you? Can't you choose at this point, and Marty Zucco can choose to go, cool, well, we've spent the money, that's what the people have said, we will now go along with that.
Look, we could, but I'm not sure if the poll itself is informative of much. I don't think that there's not a solid mandate each way. If you look at the numbers, only 32% of Hobart actually voted yes to it, and the number of people that rung me up or pulled me up on the street saying that they were completely unsure about how they were supposed to vote. I'm against height limits or I'm for height limits. How am I even supposed to vote? Because I don't answer the question. The first question, the second question contradict themselves. So I don't even understand the question. Once again, on Kevin Bonham's blog, he said his concern was that the first question actually smuggles in an argument for one of the sides of the argument. So how can you look at, you know, what has a really low turnout and also has questions that are potentially leading? I've got some serious concerns about what the actual meaning that we take from this is.
But you could say that with any democratic process. You know, it's very easy to say, oh, well, I'm not totally sure that that's what people really meant when they voted.
Sure.
I'm not completely sure that those people who didn't vote do care or don't care. And I think, you know, I've argued lots with people that are saying, oh, well, if people didn't vote, then they don't care, so they don't mind if there's tall buildings. And I'm like, surely if you don't vote in a democracy, you just don't have a voice.
Sure, but once again, it's the number of people and the genuine concern that people said. I didn't vote because I don't have an opinion. I didn't vote because I didn't understand the question. And there was a large number of people saying I really genuinely didn't know what to do.
What do you want to see happen now at an automatic level? Do we need to make plebiscites like these binding for them to be worthwhile? How do we get value out of this?
If we are to make them binding, and I'm not sure if that's the best option. My worry is, and I think it's a good result that's come out of these recommendations for the local government changes that are coming through, is that either the onus needs to be on the council to decide whether or not we're going to hold a plebiscite, or the threshold needs to be much higher. Because at the moment, the threshold is 1,000 signatories or 5% of the community. You can walk down Elizabeth Street Mall and bump into 1,000 people in 5 minutes. It's not exactly reflective of the broad community, and it's too low of a threshold. So you've got groups like Hobart Not High Rise, which can effectively bully the council into doing things.
Naomi in Berrydale says, my issue is it was only sent to Hobart residents. What about Glenorchy and Clarence councils? More people would have voted yes to height limits. Over in Clarence, having to look back at the city, you know,
right,
don't build out my view. Do you think, because Hobart's the capital, that more people should have a view than just Hobart residents?
Well, she does make a good point in that, and I've heard the same thing on the other side, is that there's a lot of people that, you know, Hobart's not like a lot of other councils because it's the capital city. People come here and it affects people outside of just our area. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a broader concern that the state government needs to be looking into, perhaps.
But then you're giving power away. I mean, you don't, you know, that's the problem with the Hobart City Council. You go, we don't want binding plebiscites, then I don't have power as a councillor.
We're literally arguing about giving our own power away to have discretion on height limits, though. That's what the conversation's about. So maybe we should just give that power away. I don't know.
Well, that's what the vote said. The people want you to do, Simon Baracus.
And look, and that's something that we knew.
Is ensure for them and for the future of people of Hobart that the city won't get above us. Paris did it.
Paris did it? I'm not
sure. Paris is all right, apart from the French.
but look, that's the people have raised that concern. We knew that that was a serious concern amongst the community before this elector poll.
Yeah.
And what we've never said that we're not going to do it. We haven't said that we're not taking it seriously. But we said, are we going to put a 60 or 70 metre height limit? Which limit are we going to use? That kind of detail of policy decision can't be left to populism. You need to get the research, the facts. What's the effect going to be on the economy if we do it this way or that way? And that's what we're doing, and that's the responsible thing to do.
And when that comes in, we'll be discussing it all again. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank
Simon
you very
Baracus,
much.
Alderman, Hobart City Council.